Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, we're getting some snow this weekend, and we say good morning to Lauren and Emily from Step Out Buffalo. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Good morning.
Lots going on, and I guess it makes sense with winter finally making a big impact here as far as some big snow. Town of Tonawanda is doing their winter fest. What are the details and when does it start?
This is so perfect. What a great weekend for this. It's happening all weekend long at various locations around Tonawanda. So depending on the event, they have fireworks at Lincoln Park, for example. And some of the events throughout, you do have to like pre-register and get tickets. Some of them you can just show up and they're free. There's a bunch of kid-friendly events. Some of the things include ice skating, hockey games. They're going to have a magic show, fitness classes, live music, of course. Wine tastings, chili tastings, which I'm here for, a snow maze, and like recreational skate and pizza party, fireworks. So there's a lot going on.
Winter Blues Weekend is happening in Ellicottville. Is it one place or all over?
This is all over. And this is like the perfect weekend to go to Ellicottville if you haven't been down there yet, because now it's the magical Christmas-looking snow. So this is perfect. And the Blues are basically taking over Ellicottville. There's going to be live music in all of your favorite bars, Madigan's, Balloons, EBC, Villaggio, the Gin Mill, and more. There's going to be a ton of different bands. And it's kind of a really cool way to hop around and check out some things. It almost reminds me of like a New Orleans type of vibe, where you can just kind of bop around and there's always live music coming from somewhere. So this is honestly the perfect weekend to hit up your friends that you stay with for Fall Fest and see if they've got a place you can crash. Perfect.
There's always a place to crash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gary's house. It's be awesome. Niagara Falls, they're doing the Conference Event Center. Big event, the Greater Niagara Fishing and Outdoor Expo.
Yeah, so this one's all weekend as well. Tickets are just $10 for one of the days, or you can go for all 3 days, and it's $20, which may seem excessive, but I know plenty of people that would want to do that.
Yep.
And you can only get the tickets at the door, just so you know. This is their sixth annual event, and it's actually the largest freshwater fishing show in New York State. It features over 170 different fishing exhibitors, and they're also going to have free seminars and speakers. And in their description, they kind of say, even if you are just getting into it and you're new to fishing, or you're super experienced and looking to upgrade your equipment, they have something for everyone.
Emily, didn't you marry somebody that would be just in?
Yeah, this is obsessed.
This is all he's been talking about.
Yep.
Make sure you talk about the expo. It's going to be huge. On Saturday, Sean, you and I always make plans to go antiquing. Finally, we have a place to go. Tell me about this.
That was an amazing visual that I just had for one second. So this is happening over in Clarence in the Antique World and Marketplace, and they've got unique items from all over. If you ever watch those shows on like the History Channel, which I love watching, the fun ones where they go like treasure hunting and they find really cool stuff, this would be perfect for you. Have you guys ever been to the Antique World and Marketplace?
Oh, yeah.
So if anyone hasn't ever gone, it's massive. It's actually, they say they have like one of the largest garage and flea sales in America.
You spend a day.
Yeah.
Easy.
There's so much stuff there. Literally anything you can ever think of wanting, even things you don't even know you want, they've got there. So this would be a really cool event to check out if you've never been there, or if, like Sean and Nick, you just love antiquing.
I do.
It's more of a sport. Yeah. Let's ride that party right over to Sausage Fest. That's happening at Rusty Nickel Brewing. Give me the details.
Yeah, so this is a free event happening Saturday from like 4 to 11:30, so all afternoon into the night. And if you don't know, Rusty Nickel is a brewery in West Seneca. So it's a pretty small venue, but it is free to get in, and you can just hang out. There's going to be tons of great food. Basically, they're determining who makes the best sausage in Western New York, and you can like enter this as just a regular human. You don't have to be a restaurant. So the categories are best in show, best sausage, best venison sausage, and best breakfast sausage, which, yum. And then they have all their normal stuff. They have really cool like beer cocktails and different wines. So they don't just have beer.
Let's head over to our next event, and that is the music of Led Zeppelin.
This is happening at Klein Hands on Saturday night, and Klein Hands has a really great lineup for 2018. I don't know if you guys have. I've never been to one of their concerts where they have the BPO, so it's on my bucket list for 2019 to go.
Oh my gosh, do it.
They have.
And do this one.
This one?
Yeah.
All right. I was thinking like the Immigrant Song with the BPO going crazy.
No, completely. Mm-hmm. So when they take stuff that's out of their wheelhouse, mm-hmm, and reinterpret it in their version, It's magical. It really is. I'm not kidding. And Klein Hands is beautiful, obviously. I never know where to park, but we'll figure it out. Go tell me the details.
So they basically, they're reminiscing about the good old days. They've got all your favorite Led Zeppelin tunes happening Saturday. And it's, like you said, it's going to be a really powerful, awesome thing to witness. And apparently there's a shuttle. So if you're going to Salvatore's for dinner and making a night out of it, you don't have to worry about parking. So that's kind of cool.
I think 31 Club does that, too.
Do they?
Which is cool. I just read about that, and I was like, that's actually the move.
Yeah, right. Get a nice dinner and then get a shuttle over there.
Yeah. Best part is the kettle drum guy gets to be John Bonham for the night. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play that party. I can't believe there's going to be a slow roll, snow roll with the snow coming. This kind of is the perfect storm for the slow roll folks, because to battle the elements, tell me about this party happening Saturday.
Yeah. So if you know about slow roll, which happens all summer long, I think on Monday nights every week, they have a few during the winter too that they call snow roll. It starts at 7 p.m. and it's happening, like it starts and ends at Masada Chow's. It's free. It's basically a community event just to get people out and enjoying the weather and different bars around town.
I'm sorry, it's going to be sub-zero, but sure.
Yeah.
Enjoying the weather is what you're going with?
These kind of people love that stuff.
I know they do. They're going to battle it.
They are, yeah, like they're real troopers.
And you know there's going to be some in Speedos and all that stuff.
Hopefully not, dude. You're going to get frostbite.
I know, but there's going to be some who
will
embrace that.
I know, your
huffy's
going to freeze, friends. Yeah. It's a 10-mile journey. I think they might do a shorter version just for the blizzard coming.
Okay. Yeah, you never know.
And the safety aspect and all that, but I know that they love their bikes. I know they love the element. Where do they get to block traffic for this particular event? Is that all around Masuda Chow's?
Honestly, I don't know. Okay. I know it starts and ends there, but, I mean, 10 miles, that's kind of a lot.
Like you said, they're probably going to, you know, change the route.
I assume they might do a shorter version just for the safety part of it. But
snow
who knows?
On the ground.
Find out for yourself. And so where do we go? Where's Ground Zero for this?
So you go to Masada Chow's and start there. And then there's an after party afterwards.
Of course there's.
Make sure you have your winter tires, not your summer tires, on your bike. Could be devastating for you.
I got the Slickosaurus on there. And then Sunday, there is a women's march. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so this is happening at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. It's completely free to attend. This is the third annual one that they've had. And if anyone's unfamiliar, this started 3 years ago as the largest protest in American history. And the goal is to advocate legislation and policies for human rights, women's rights, immigration reform, healthcare reform, LGBTQ, racial equality, freedom of religion, all of that good stuff. They're kind of advocating for everyone. So this is a really great way to be part of a huge movement that is all over seven continents, which we were talking about, just picturing Antarctica, like the Antarctica March, mm-hmm. which is like penguins, like a trail of penguins following behind. So yeah, there's 673 marches all over the world. And if you want to make signs with the Buffalo Group, you can meet them at 12. It usually happens around city halls where everyone seems to convene. So that's where I had to check out.
Buffalo is no stranger to activism for human rights, civil rights, women's rights. So there's a lot of history here.
Yeah.
And this is, it seems like the perfect thing. Weather is obviously going to be an issue with all our events that have outdoor elements. So make sure that you're bundled up. It's going to be really, really cold and blizzardy this weekend. Not getting a ton of snow, but enough to make a difference.
Enough to be annoying at least.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to take the garbage out. You're like, can I just wait till Monday?
At least play safe on this one. And for a lot of people, it's a 3-day weekend. So thank you so much. What are you guys planning to do this weekend? I know you're going to be driving somewhere to the Outdoor Expo,
exactly.
Probably.
Probably. Honestly, Lauren? I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens. You know what I mean? Yeah. With the weather.
Good.
I'm in the mood comfort food. I've been looking at Chef's Instagram lately, and they have got all their pictures of the cheesy parm. So one of my best friends is coming to town, and I was like, do you want to go get some really good pasta? So I think that's what we're going to do. A little comfort food tour of
Buffalo. I know what we're doing next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
We all got tickets to the Mac Attack, and we're really excited.
Are you going to... Hold on. Are you going to the early session with Nick and Wee's boring session, or are you going to the later session with me, 3 to 5?
Well, we didn't base it off of that. I don't want to hurt any feelings here, but we are going to the 3 to 5.
So. Outrage. You're going to meet Otto if you come to the early one.
Oh,
that's
man.
My wingman.
Our Instagram pictures will be better than yours at our session.
Really?
Yeah.
You have an Instagram off.
Do you have Black Panther shoes? Do you have Batman shoes that light up? Nope.
Do you
Otto
have a
does.
Kid?
Our picture's going to win. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Game on.
Sean goes and gets the biggest pair of light up shoes they make.
He's coming to Youth 5. We're good. Time is 8:52. That is the complete update from Step Out Buffalo. Where can we go to get more details on what you talked about?
StepOutBuffalo.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.